Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Previously on Homeland.
I'm a waterbender that doesn't know how to heal.
He's come from a very special place where earth meets water here. Seek out what's in there and learn.
Protect the house. If she starts getting worse, come and find me.
You, Clove, know especially. You've bought her 2 days.
We can stay here, do anything that he needs us to do for her.
This is what we're fighting for. Looks down at his wife.
They aren't bad people. They've just been led astray.
How can you fight an enemy if you have such compassion for them?
Let me show you.
I can't make a bridge myself.
Like, combine solid ice bridge with an earth bridge.
It's a koi. It's blind and alone.
And now, Tariq, what is that?
I think it's a fish.
Yes, I got that.
What is it doing? Well...
What do you think we need to do here? Yuka told us to come here, but I don't... She said something here could teach us, but all I see is a fish.
Well, I do see water. And he kneels down beside the pond and just, like, dips a finger in the water itself.
The water ripples out, and the fish senses the movement. And instead of being startled, it begins to swim around in an infinity sign symbol, like a sideways eight. Unlike other fish, though, where the power of its movement comes from its back fin and its sideways movement, this fish sits close to the ground and moves its fins on either side of its body like hands, like something digging through the earth. It's a fish that sits on the bottom of water and moves like a badger mole.
Tariq, I don't think it's swimming. Do you see that?
Are fish different in the Earth Kingdom than they are in the Water Tribe? Because my fish tend to, you know, swim.
No, fish normally swim here as well. It's like walking almost with its fins.
It's digging its way through the water is the best way to describe
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
Do you want to...
It's kind of digging.
Do you want to come join me?
Yeah, she does. She like goes and kneels next to him and like does like puts same how he's just done one finger. She's going to do the same thing.
As you do, you recognize that your knees and feet are in dirt and mud, and your hands are in water. And almost spiritually, you get a sense that the elements are not separate, but that they interweave and intermix all the time. And that both of you together might be able to unlock knowledge that you previously didn't have access to. that this blind fish isn't able to heal itself, but that it can heal others. And as it moves in its slow, digging through water infinity symbol, you recognize not that we can heal ourselves, but that we heal each other. If you have fatigue, feel free to remove it.
I am absolutely going to, because I've been helping people all day.
I don't even have any
fatigue. You can drop off 2 points of fatigue.
Great, I'm on zero.
Do you guys not know a spirit when you see one? God.
I've never seen one before.
Yeah, most people in the Avatarverse don't actually interact with them.
It's just a fish.
Spirits don't reveal themselves
too
often.
Fish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But most people probably don't believe. They probably know the spirit world exists in an abstract sense.
Also, he's like an orphan that grew up without a family as well. Yeah,
yeah.
The education that you
receive. I think she gets it now.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're starting to like...
Oh, I get it now.
Clue into it.
Isn't your city famous for the pair of spirit fish?
But I don't know if like just citizens can go there.
No, and no. also he's not...
Yeah,
he's just been scavenging his entire
true.
Life.
That's true. It's not as if you were visiting the palace on the reg. Yeah.
He's basically an Aladdin-ing atop in the water tribe. So Tariq follows an impulse and he kind of like slides his knees forward and goes to get into the water entirely. Motions for your hand to join him in the water.
Yeah, and she like without question just like takes it, kind of following an impulse as well, moving with him.
You both climb into the water, your feet covered in mud. The water turns from the clear to the slightly muddy waters, and you begin making the figure eight symbol, moving your hands and bodies, following the blind fish. At this point, I would like all three of the players currently to roll for some training.
As in, when you say all three,
yes.
Oh, I see.
I see.
Because Zhang's having a training moment.
I'm
going to
tie it all together and have Zhang have his training moment.
Sorry, what are we rolling?
What if we kissed in the spirit pool?
Zhang says out loud, what?
What?
What does that even mean?
Ooh. The old guy's just like, huh?
That he beats you.
So, you need, Phil, you've already articulated what Zhang is going to learn.
Yes.
I will leave this up to you two as players. You can either select which one of you wants to take healing. I'm going to open that to both of you. That the traditionally only water power of healing is accessible to Clove.
Ooh, that's so cool.
Depending on if both of you succeed.
Yeah.
And if you don't, we'll see what happens. But if only one of you succeeds, one
then
of you will probably take.
Before,
yeah,
us,
the
yeah.
choice is made for you.
Okay. What are we rolling?
So you're rolling 2d6.
Yep.
And there are no
modifiers
other than what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
You need to get 10 plus to learn it with ease. If you roll a 7 to 9, it's going to take more time than usual. Or you mark two conditions. Okay. And if it's anything under, you need another lesson.
Yeah.
Finally, there are a bunch of bonuses. Is your balance in line with your center, or are you free of conditions?
Or. So I'm not free of conditions, but my balance is aligned with my center.
Same.
I'm the opposite. I'm free of conditions, but I'm not centered.
All three of you take a plus one.
Great.
Oh, thank God.
Do you and your teacher share at least one background? All of you take plus one.
Well, it's a fish, so...
The answer is Earth. Yes.
It is
earth and water.
So, yes.
So, plus two we're on at the moment.
And my guy is military background. So.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah.
Does your teacher agree with your reasons for training and learning?
I would say yes.
I would say definitely yes.
Yeah.
Also, yes for your training. If it's a no, then you take minus one.
Yeah.
So, there's no bonus there.
Oh, there's no bonus. Right.
Oh, okay.
Is the technique easy to grasp based on your current training experience and skills? I'm going to say yes to all of you.
Yes.
So you don't take any minus one again. So you're all at plus two.
Come on, please.
I
want this technique.
Eight. I got an eight.
With your pluses?
Yes, with my pluses.
I got a 10.
Oh.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 for me.
Fantastic. So, of the two who have just learnt the powers of the fish, the blind fish. And for sake, I didn't think of this earlier, but I'm going to think of it now. You're both trained in the bending of, trained in the way of the blind fish. That is your that is the training that's going forward.
Yeah.
It feels appropriately Avatar to name it the, like, a mastery of the blind fish.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It is a cross between earth bending and water bending. Mm. Very different to the froggy swamp tribe bending,
yeah,
which takes it through plants.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This comes through mud.
Yep.
And through the natural intersection of the two base elements. So rain hitting the earth, snow meeting the earth, so on and so forth.
Cool.
You just come at it from different directions.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I love that. And sorry, because I got an 8, so that means that...
It takes you longer?
It's either going to take you longer, or you can mark 2 conditions to get it over with.
All right, I'll think of that while you talk to Zhang.
All right, Phil.
Yes.
As Zhang, what skill have you learnt?
So I have taken a rare weapon technique from this old weapon master soldier, and I think this is nicely thematic from what he was telling me about understanding and having compassion for your opponent. It's a kind of inversion of what you'd normally think of. So I've taken turn the tables, an advance and attack technique, where you make careful strikes to undermine your foe's advantageous position. Mark 1 fatigue to knock your foe from their position to a new disadvantageous position, inflicting 1 fatigue. Right, so that's the basic stuff. Take 1 fatigue to inflict 1 fatigue. Now, here's where it gets fun. If your foe was favored or prepared at the start of the exchange, you do not mark fatigue. You inflict an additional 1 fatigue, and they lose all appropriate positive statuses. These costs and consequences cannot be cancelled or avoided by another technique.
Wow.
Very
nice.
So
the stronger your opponent is, the better it works. If they're favored, they lose 2 fatigue and it doesn't cost you anything.
Amazing.
It's taking their advantage and turning it against them. Turn the tables.
Almost like we're going up against some very prepared opponents.
I'm going to ask our 2 friends in a cave, our 2 disciples of the blind fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Students of the blind fish.
What are you going to ask us, Chris?
Who has taken healing?
Well, here's the thing. I did roll better, but it feels like being the Clove episode that I believe it does, it feels thematically and narratively appropriate that you get it.
Well, she is a healer.
Yeah. And that too.
And like, yes, you rolled better, but I don't know if there's something in the fact that it's going to take her longer.
I like that as like a journey almost. Isn't
yeah.
It? Like something that can be.
Yeah.
Like I feel it's more appropriate that it goes to Clove. And also from the fact that like, I feel he would understand the knowledge of it, but at the end of the day, he has 0 training in healing. Like, he was not privy to that training as a waterbender, because that's the way the Northern Tribe operates, is that the men are the fighters, the women are the healers.
What I like about it is that Clove has a dimension of physical healing to her, but she's learning to reach into the spiritual to heal that too. So
yeah,
it feels like more of an extension of
the next step.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
I'm down for it.
Yeah.
You're now a spiritual healer.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I also just love that like this like exploration of what bending can be as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more than just a tool.
I am going to Zola, you as a player get access to the healing bending power, or Clove, rather, gets access to the healing bending power of Refresh, which is an evade and observe power, which you apply water, or in this case, mud, to reinvigorate and close wounds on a willing target. Mark fatigue to heal an ally in reach who is evading and observing. Clear an appropriate status for them, and clear 3 fatigue or 2 conditions.
Yeah, amazing. That does feel like a very natural progression for where she's at.
Hey.
Yeah, of course.
That's cool. I want it now.
No, but it's already written on my sheet.
Come on now.
In pencil, can't be erased.
That's really powerful.
That's really cool.
3 fatigue or 2 conditions and statuses as well.
Far out.
But they need to be evading themselves. Yeah.
What's
they
your, can't be in the what's your power stat there, Sean? Out of curiosity.
My power stat? Yeah, what do you mean?
What's your best stat?
My best stat is my creativity at +2.
Nice.
What's your worst stat?
My worst stat is harmony at -1.
And everything else is 1 or 0?
It's +2 creativity, +1 to focus and passion, and -1 to harmony.
There is a very, very...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Like... from a game system, I would suggest that maybe Sean's character, Tariq, takes the healing. A couple of reasons. One, you could circumvent the gender role and make that a narrative point going forward. Two, it would align with the friendship and survival idea. And three, from a purely system, it's an evade and observe power, which means you roll with creativity, yeah. Which is your best stat, which... I know Clove has gotten better at, but doesn't necessarily have the best stats at it.
No, and that's fine. And then I don't know if there's something like nice about the fact that they will probably work together on this then. Because it's not like if she takes the healing, then she's the big healer. But if he takes the healing, then they're both healers.
Mm.
I wonder if that's something nice about that.
I was going to say, though, I am kind of pushing more towards like a focus-led character. Like he's got the creativity and now I'm like... like looking at the more defending and maneuvering and attacking, like to put himself in situations that he shouldn't be in.
Okay.
That's kind of how I've been like progressing his arc, because there are things that are determined by me either talking smack against somebody or putting myself in a vulnerable position that allows other people to like put him out of that situation. Like I'm open to it. I like the idea because I've still got plenty of stuff I can...
Yes.
Focus on.
Yes.
I've got my +2 creativity, so I feel good with it. Whereas I do like the natural progression that it gives Clove.
Yeah, I don't disagree. The only thing I would say is that to add to that, or like to talk to that point, I think the test balance power as a basic technique is kind of what you should be steering into rather than it being a defend and maneuver or advance and attack in the talking smack, in the kind of getting in people's faces, is that the evade and maneuver is in that. Evade and observe is in that. But I'm happy either way. I'm just kind of putting it from a Chris Bond knows game systems suggestion, purely suggestion, from a system point of view, Refresh is going to sit better on your character, Sean. And a earth bending power with a defensive capability is going to fit better on your character, Zola.
Yeah, I'm honestly like, I don't know. It feels like it's going to go really well either way. I feel like it makes sense either way. Like he is a waterbender and he is untrained. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah,
relatively untrained.
Yeah, relatively.
So like, I feel like it does kind of make sense. And also because not any waterbender has the power of healing, like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So it kind of makes sense that this is just like unlocked something in you that maybe you've always had. But then at the same time, like also making an earthbender be able to heal is really cool. So I'm also like not very fussed either way. I think it makes sense either way.
And Chris's argument is that you, with the +2 creativity, you get more use out of the power, essentially.
Yeah, my creativity is 0.
It's 0. Okay.
Yeah.
You're more likely to be able to actually pull it off system-wise is Chris's argument.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I mean, I'm coming at it more from a narrative. Like,
which is totally legit.
I'm less not that I don't care, but I care less about the system bolstering.
Yes.
And I'm more happy with the... I'm personally more happy with the narrative thing of having it go to...
I mean, you still roll it either way.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Yeah. I think it should go to Zola, to Clove.
It's up for you too. I'm just suggesting that.
Yeah, it's tricky. I think it kind of makes more sense to go to Tariq, actually, because there's a water
bender. I'll stop at you two.
You have it.
No, you have it.
I wonder if we should roll for it.
I was going to say, let's literally roll for it. No, yeah. No stats.
No stats, just who gets higher.
Let's just do it.
Hold on. Before we do, here's a different, better, and more interesting suggestion for you two as players.
Yeah.
Let's make it a role-playing scene.
Okay.
I just have, like, another idea, though.
Yeah, please.
What if refresh only... what if we had to refresh together?
That's also an idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
I am happy with that as a solution.
Yeah.
I'm happy with both, either of you getting it. I suggest that we decide what that solution is through role-playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
so
cool.
So you
two
have the scene in the water. Now... Zola is Clove taking the two status, or is it taking a longer time?
It's going to take a longer time, I think, because healing is water bending. Like it's a water bending trait. It takes her longer.
Okay, so let's dive into, pun not intended. Let's dive into that scene. The two of you, Tariq and Clove, are in the water following the blind fish, following its pattern. And Tariq, you feel fine in this space. It's a little muddy. It's a little dirty. But you know the ways of water, even still ponds, even rushing rivers, torrents, even rain. You know this. This is where you breathe in and breathe out. This is a simple thing for you. Mm-hmm. For Clove, who is there with you, she is latching on to the mud and muck in the water, but is searching for something a little more concrete. And struggles a little bit more. You both take a breath out of the water and are swimming there, your heads poking out of the water, your clothes drenched, and the lights above you shining down with the blind fish making its way underneath you both, circling one and then circling the other in that figure eight pattern.
I think that's what they meant.
What?
Well, elements aren't always so separate, are they? Like, one leads into the other. There's... Earth can be water. Water can be earth. They're not so different.
Yeah, I guess. And as she says that, she kind of, like, slips underwater because she can't really swim. She's like, okay.
He, like, grabs her and, like lifts her up, like, puts her above water. Going into the accent there, lifting her above the water. So just don't fight against it. Just feel it. Just feel the water surrounding you. Feel like the earth that grounds you, right? Like, let both those things be true at the same time.
Okay, she like tries like kind of almost how she taught Kana with the earth, but with water, kind of ghosting Tariq's movements. And she's like struggling. Like she's not a strong swimmer and it's hard. But she feels what he means. She's just, like, not executing it amazingly.
I think that's what we've been missing. That's what we've been missing. It's just this understanding of working together. Not just as people, as, like, as principles. As things working in conjunction with one another. They come to a pass. They meet. And they take something of each other with them.
Yeah.
We can do that. Both of us.
Right. Like how much... Nope. She like goes underneath.
Boys her back up. And he allows her to like rest on his stomach as they like lean back against the water and float together.
Right. Like how mud is just water and earth mixed together. It's not... just earth. It's two things combined to make something more powerful.
Together we're more powerful.
The fish nudges Clove as it passes by into Tariq. Just a little nudge, as if lifting Clove up a little bit out of the water and also against him. And then it comes around and does the same to Tariq. knocking him, bumping him in the water.
My, oh my.
Hey.
Hi.
I think I get it.
I think I do too.
I think I know what we have to do.
And she just like nods. And I think they're looking at each other and they're like very close. And like she can see like a drop of water like fall from his eyelash onto his cheek. And like just like the like every strand of his hair like glowing in the water.
And he goes in to kiss her.
Yeah. I think it's like very soft. And like just a peck. And like just there for a second.
For that second. For that brief moment in time where both of you are vulnerable and open with each other, the room, the cave, lights up ever so slightly. Things take on a glow that they didn't before. I'm going to shift you. I'm going to shift Tariq towards friendship.
Friendship.
And I am going to shift Clove towards trust. And I am going to suggest that you are able to use the power of refresh if you are working together. So in a system, this means that both of you would have to declare
we are evading and
you
observing.
Are evading and observing. You will take two dice rolls and take the highest roll.
Amazing.
Cool.
But it ties up both your actions, so it's a nice trade-off.
Yeah, and I think it actually makes sense. And I think kind of what we were struggling with before is like, he's a waterbender and she's a healer.
Mm.
So
what, both are required.
Yeah.
The swim ends. You clamber out of the water. Make your way against your joint constructed bridge. Earth bend your way out of the cave into the opening. Past all the purple pentapuses, which line, they've climbed their way back into their little spots. And they make little cute noises. And you both realize that maybe 6 hours have passed.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Time stood still for a moment. And you need to get back and save a life.
Is it dark now?
It is.
And we're like wet as well. So we're probably cold. It's like snowy. We're probably
It's not
freezing.
Snowy, yeah. But it's very... It's the wind is... It's got a chill to
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, I mean more like... The weather at this time of year is snowing. Like, we're very close to snow, so it must be very cold
yes,
where we
yes.
are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I think, like, as we're walking out of the cave, heading towards the... Back towards where we were, his hand, Tariq's hand, kind of, like, brushes the side of our Clove's hand. And just, like, almost like at first tries to grab a finger.
Yeah. Yeah. And she, like, gives him, like, one finger. And it's, like, one finger at a time until they're...
Intertwined.
Holding hands and like walking quite close to each other.
Yeah. I feel it's almost like a serene silence as they trudge back towards to do what they have to do.
And we'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the comic panel with it's like the guy that's like sicko on his shirt and he's just looking through the window. Ha ha. Yes.
It honestly feels like being 16 and trying to date again.
Yeah.
That's great. What handle?
You have been listening to Homeland, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Avatar Legends, a role-playing game, was created by Magpie Games. Nickelodeon, Avatar, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Incorporated.
There's no other way to put this. Do you want to chuck a finger in here as well? We just... That wasn't meant that way.
I think there's other ways to put it.
There is another way. Let me try this in a less...
In a more... We do want it.
In a more Avatar way.
More PG-13 way, please.
No, that doesn't work either.
Just
you dip your hand in the water.
You could just like tell me to come here.
Yeah,
and, like,
just like.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.